Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, January 7th. Happy Saturday! And I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Colossians chapter 1. So we did Genesis 1 and 2. We did several Psalms that remind us of God as Creator. Then we went to Job. Yesterday we were in John, and today in Colossians chapter 1, we'll also see God as Creator highlighted, specifically Jesus again being active and present in creation. So I look forward to reading Colossians 1 to you, and then at the end, we're going to do something where we interact with the text. Have you ever heard of a here journal where you highlight a passage and then you explain it, you apply it, and then you respond to it using that acronym HERE. So we're going to do that together at the end of the podcast. Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring up from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith established and firm and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I will fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of His body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I mentioned earlier, I want us to do a hear journal entry together. So this is an auditory resource, but if you have a piece of paper, you might want to try this yourself. Put the letters H, E, A, and R out with some space between them. Amanda and I have done this for this passage. And we're going to highlight verses 16 and 17 as the verses that we want to explain, apply, and respond to. I'll go back to verses 16 and 17. It says this, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." After picking a passage to highlight, then we want to move on to explaining. And this passage is talking about the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, being active in creation alongside the Father, and that Jesus sustains all creation, and that all creation was made to bring him glory. And so then we want to transition from explaining it to then saying, okay, well, what does that mean for me? How does this apply to my life? This applies to our life in that our very being is sustained by God, and the sole reason that we exist is to know him. And how often it is that we live as though we're the ones who are sustaining ourselves. Yes, we take care of ourselves, but ultimately we trust that God is the one who sustains us. Furthermore, we don't exist for ourselves, but rather for him. Think about the Westminster Catechism, which says, "What is the chief end of man?" We did that at a youth retreat once as our theme. The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So the question that we might think on today is, how does this realization that our chief end is to glorify God, how does that shift our priorities? And then R is just a prayer where you respond to God. And Amanda thought of this prayer from St. Augustine's Confessions. And so we'll end the podcast with this short little prayer. Will you pray with me? Lord, you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.